Welcome to Ask the Coach podcast on WCLUradio.com, presented online by Don Franklin Auto in Glasgow. Now here's your host and voice of the Glasgow Scotties, Joe Myers.
Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Ask the Coach here on WCLU. A big win for Glasgow last night as the Scotties defeated Taylor County 14-0 on the road in Campbellsville to avenge a 35-15 loss to the Cardinals back during the regular season. It also means that Glasgow captures the Class 3A District 2 Championship, and they move on to the state quarterfinals next week where they will host Christian Academy of Louisville. Scotties now with a record of 7-2 on the year, and obviously joined now by Glasgow head coach Jeff Garman to talk about that win. Jeff, just an awesome performance, overall complete team win for your ball club last night.
You know, I just thought we played well in all phases of our game, and in the kicking game, offense, defense, you know, tonight we put it all together and played really well in every facet of the game.
Did you feel going into this game, Jeff, did you have a good feeling about the way the team had prepared going into this one?
You know, I felt that way every year, and you know, the ball just never bounced our way, and last year, you know, they ran a kickoff back on us, and that hurt. We had some flunder in some phase of our game every year, and you know, this year we put a complete ball game together in a high stakes situation, and just proud of our kids, proud of our seniors. I mean, they really stepped up tonight. They really played well, and I just tip my hat to our players. Our players were focused. They were ready to go, and they played that way. And at the end, that they weren't going to be denied. You know, we shot ourselves in the foot. We could have had a couple of scores. You know, there was we had the ball inside the 10, didn't score. I think twice, or down inside the 20 twice in the first half, didn't score. How we kept them from not getting a safety on that one play, I still don't know. But, you know, our kids stayed focused and didn't – you know, years past, we would have gotten flustered. We didn't get flustered tonight. We stayed the course and stuck with the game plan, and give all the credit to the kids. You know, the boys are the ones that went out there and performed at a high level, and they did well.
We talked in the pregame about just how much your team had improved, Jeff, since that first Taylor County game. You going into that first game, I mean, it was your first game running the wing T offense. It was Easton Jesse's first start at quarterback. Hunter Scott was nursing an ankle injury. Jay Long was coming back for his first game after being out a few games with an injury. I mean, I think it was on full display tonight just how much improvement this team has made over the last four games.
You know, credit our kids. They worked hard, and we got a system in there that suits them, and we're just playing hot right now. We're shoring up our defense, playing really well on both sides of the ball. The kids are blocking for each other, playing good team defense tonight. We only give up 79, looks like a little over 70-something yards rushing, 93 yards rushing. Boys played a really, really good ball game.
Let's talk about your defense, Jeff, because, I mean, you get a shutout against a team that was averaging 35 points per game. They came in averaging, I think it was about 270 yards rushing per game, something like that. You guys hold them to 79 yards rushing. You shut them out. They have a total of 182 yards. You go up against one of the best backs in the state in Wes Oliver. He averages 172 per game. You hold him almost 100 yards below his average, 12 carries for Oliver, 79 yards, and did not allow any big plays, and I think that was a big key. The longest run he had was 36 yards. Beyond that, not much more, I don't think, than a 10- or 12-yard run here or there. How key was that for your defense to slow him down and just play the way they played overall?
Well, and this is what happens when you play teams over and over, and we've gotten familiar with what they like to do and kind of how they go about things on offense. And, you know, our kids took the game plan and really, really took it to another level. We played physical all night long. You know, we're short a player tonight. you know, we had a situation come up Thursday where, you know, a kid had to sit out and we're minus a defensive lineman, had a kid step in. Chase Starr did an awesome job. You know, I'm not going to say anybody, you know, just caught my eye on defense. It was everybody played pretty well. Everybody that got on the field made some plays tonight. And, you know, one thing with us it has happened is we've gotten healthier. We've gotten some depth in the secondary. We're able to play 5, 6, 7 kids, rotate kids in and out, and they all deserve to play. They're all good players, but we've created some depth there. We've got some depth in the defensive line. You know, our linebackers are the catalyst of our team, and you know, they played well tonight.
I know you said no one single person stands out to you necessarily on defense, but one person I do want to talk about is John Carter Myers, Jeff. John Carter ends his night with 4 tackles and an interception. John Carter had missed the last 4 ball games with a broken collarbone. This was his first game back. He had practiced last week non-contact, but this was his first week back with contact. You could just tell John Carter was excited to be out there. He's a football player.
Well, you know, and here's the thing, you know, we've missed John Carter. John Carter was a big part of our defense. He has been for the last 2 years. But I expect that from John Carter when he's on that field. And so when I say someone doesn't stand out, you know, there was some great individual plays by a lot of kids. I thought Mason Bragg is just – you know, played awesome all year. Wyrock's played really well. Karen's playing both ways. You know, Clint Malden has improved so much. Tad has solidified our defensive line. I can go down the line. You know, one play in this game, you know, nobody wants to talk about it, that was a big play was Carter McKeever catching Oliver down the sideline and saving a touchdown run. That kid was gone, and Carter, you know, had the perseverance to get out there and stop him and get him down. We ended up holding them and not letting them score. That's just senior-type plays that make and break a ball game like this. And, you know, just glad, you know, Carter made that play, because that could have changed the momentum of the whole game. But just a lot of great performances. But back to John Carter, you know, I expect John Carter to play at a high level back there. He's been born and bred to be a football player, and that's exactly what he is.
Let's turn the page and talk about the offensive side of the football, Jeff. You guys end up with 301 yards total, 208 rushing, 93 passing. Kieran Stockton had more than half of your total rushing yards. Kieran with 23 carries, 118 yards. I mean, just a complete and that's pretty much all between the tackles, right up the gut. Hard, tough yards, and Kieran was a workhorse for you.
Well, and it's a great individual performance from Kieran, but you know, Jay and Hunter had a lot to do with that based on their performance last week. If you watched last week's game, we hurt Adair on the edge so much. They had to honor that, and they did a good job of slowing that down. But for Kieran to get those yards, Hunter and Jay and those guys up front had to be blocking pretty well. And, you know, it's just a good combination. You know, it makes you play every gap across the defense in the run fit. And then it opens up that play action passing play. And you know, we've got receivers wide open. And it's just a really good complement to everything. And it's really tough to stop.
Let's talk about your offensive line, because we probably don't talk about those guys enough, Jeff. You know, Taylor County's got a good defensive front. And so, obviously, as you said, for your guys to rush for 208 yards, they had to be playing well up there.
56 for them, and I'm not sure what his name is. He's a really good defensive lineman, and he gave us some problems at times with some of the slants that they did. But, you know, we hung in there and just kept battling, and you know, Ciancy, you know, at the center spot, Woody, Coleman Deckard, Tad Shelton, Luke Chase, you know, they've and Jamari at tight end. You know, it's they're not the biggest, they're not the fastest, they're not the strongest, but they come off the ball and they go hard the entire time, and it makes a really big difference. And just can't say enough good things about them. I mean, they played so well tonight. I just really like the way the entire group, and I'm talking about all 30 kids that got into the game, just how they kept their composure. I think we had one moment in time where, you know, a guy lost his head for a second, but they just stayed focused the entire time, and I think it really showed.
You mentioned a moment ago, Jeff, about how the play-action game, you just had receivers running wide open, and you did at times. Easton Jesse completes 5 of 9 for 93 yards, had a touchdown. Did throw his first interception, but Easton has now thrown, I think, 6 touchdowns and just 1 interception, which is pretty amazing for a freshman quarterback who comes in and starts during the middle of the year. But just talk about why does this offense create so many opportunities in the passing game? Why are people wide open like they were?
Well, I mean, they had no one back in the middle of the field, so they were committed to stopping the run. They had to. We were running the ball up and down the field. That's going to create those opportunities. You know, Easton just – he didn't see that corner playing off of our guy, and, you know, he just kind of got baited into that interception just a little bit. But overall, I mean, Easton's played pretty well. You know, I've done my research on it, you know, talking to Coach Mez and some other ones. You know, the last person that we can come up with that started as a freshman at quarterback would have been, I think, Al Albany back in the late 60s, around 68, 69, right when I was born. So we're talking about 50 years of football here at Glasgow. And you know, just the job Easton has done, it has been phenomenal in his situation he's in. And you know, we asked a lot of him tonight. And, you know, he made some plays and did really, really well. And you know, it's a credit to our program. It's a credit to our kids that you can have two kids like him and John Carter in the same situation where you both got them at quarterback, where you feel – you know, help when they're both healthy, you know, just exactly what you can get out of them. And I thought Easton played really well tonight. Just can't say enough good things about him.
We'll come back and continue with Glasgow head coach Jeff Garman as we discuss his team's 14-0 victory on the road last night at Taylor County in the second round of the playoffs. We're back after this timeout on WCLU Sports.
That was our first segment of Ask the Coach podcast on WCLUradio.com. Ask the Coach airs every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. on WCLU, 1490 a.m. and 103.1 FM. And right here on WCLUradio.com, Ask the Coach is presented in part by Colton's, Don Franklin Auto, the Glasgow EPB, the People's Bank, Joe Myers, Kentucky Farm Bureau Agent, Kuzma Family Dentistry, Monticello Bank, McDonald's of Glasgow, South Central Rural Telephone, South Central Bank, and Walbert Trucking. Now, here's Joe Myers.
Background as the coach, Joe Myers talking with Glasgow head coach Jeff Garman. His team, the champions in Class 3A District 2 after last night's 14-0 victory on the road at Taylor County. Glasgow will now host, we believe, Christian Academy of Louisville on Friday over at Hank Roy Stadium. Let's take a look at the drive chart from the game last night. Possessions were really at a premium throughout the game, honestly, but especially in the first half. Taylor County, Glasgow actually won the toss and elected to defer. I want to ask you about that, Jeff, because most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time you win the toss, you want to take the football. Why did you defer last night?
You know, we've done that about 3 times this year. It's just something, you know, I don't want to give up a late score in a ball game and then turn around. It depends kind of who we're playing. You know, the situation that could happen is you give up a late score right before half. They get the ball to start the second half. It could be a 14-point swing just like that. And so, you know, sometimes I elect to to take the ball off the bat, and then sometimes I elect to defer to the second half. Tonight I just elected to defer in that sense. I just feel like it's the smart thing to do at that moment in time.
So Taylor County got the football to start the game, took over at their own 41-yard line, and drove into Glasgow territory, but ended up punting. I think that's the drive. I think it was the opening drive where they had the intentional grounding that was called and forced them to it was like third and or fourth and 20 or so from back around the 41-yard line. So Taylor County ends up punting, and Glasgow would take over for the first time at their own 5-yard line. Scotty's would drive, put together a beautiful drive, took up almost an entire quarter clockwise. They started the drive with 6:38 in the first quarter, did not end the drive till 8:34 in the second quarter. So about 10 minutes worth of possession time right there on one drive, and got to the Taylor County 1-yard line and get down to a fourth down play. Unfortunately, the Scotties were not able to punch the ball in. And then Taylor County gets the football back at their own 1-yard line. First of all, Jeff, let's talk about we're on that fourth down play. You guys try to get Easton. You fake the carry, and you try to get Easton around the right end, and it was really close. And I don't know where you were on the sideline, how far down the goal line you were, but what was your look? Did you feel like Easton had gotten into the end zone on that fourth down play?
From where I was, it looked like Easton kind of ran through the guy and got into the end zone. The referee, said he come up. I mean, we're talking about inches short, and, we're faking it up inside, trying to let the quarterback keep it on the outside. Taylor County did a good job, and we just couldn't quite get in there. But, from my vantage point, I thought he got in, but, it doesn't matter what I thought. It's what that referee thinks, and he thought he come up a little bit short.
And then just a couple of plays later, and you alluded to this back in the first segment, Taylor County takes over at the 1-yard line, had a couple of penalties, which actually, you couldn't get the ball much closer to the goal line than what it was. And so I think it was a second or third down play. Ethan Coghill, their quarterback, he has his feet in the end zone because of where the ball is on the field. He has his feet in the end zone as he takes the snap. And, boy, it looked like you guys had a safety, Jeff. We didn't have the best view on it from the press box. But the officials ruled that somehow Coghill got that football across the goal line to where it was not a safety. But that was a tough call against your team, I thought. It sure looked like you all had him back there for 2 points and getting the ball back.
Well, we know he didn't get out of the end zone. Now, how he got the ball back to the across the line, I don't know. But, again, that referee makes the call, and what are you supposed to say? I mean, it's a tough situation. And then they ended up throwing a big Hail Mary pass play and ended up making a play down the field and getting them out of that situation. That was a tough call, and I guess he saw something. He had a better look at it than what we did. We have to stay above the 10-yard line with these new rules, and he's right on the goal line, so it's tough.
So as Jeff said, Taylor County did get out of the hole with a long pass play, but they ended up sending in the punting unit, It was not a terrible snap, but not a great snap. The punter had trouble handling it, and Glasgow was able to get the football back at the Taylor County 12-yard line. So the Scotties had great field position, and Glasgow on first down decides to go to the air, and this is when Easton threw his first interception of the season. The pass was intercepted in the end zone, sitting Taylor County back up at their own 20-yard line. But let's go back to that play, Jeff. You guys have been running the football so well. Why the decision to go to the air right there?
I think as after a change of possession, we got the ball, and we had been having trouble scoring down inside the 10-yard line, and just decided to do like a play action type pass, and it just didn't work out for us.
So Taylor County takes over at their own 20 after the touchback on the interception. Drive the ball down the field and ended up time became an issue for them. And Taylor County was also out of timeouts at this point, and they did end up attempting a 32-yard field goal, but it fell well short. So Glasgow got the final, got the ball back for the final 13 seconds, but just came out and took a knee to end the half. So you go to halftime in a scoreless contest. Scotties then get the football back at their own 26-yard line and put together a really nice drive. 8 plays, 64 yards, took 3:37 off the clock. Jamari Mack catches a 6-yard touchdown pass from Easton Jesse in the end zone. Luke Allen adds the extra point for a 7-0 lead with 8:23 to go in the third quarter. And that's an example right there, Jeff. Jamari was not wide open in the end zone, but he had a pretty good little distance between he and the defender, and Easton hit him on target with the throw.
It's a good pass, good throw, good execution. You know, that's a play we worked on in that area of the field, and it's nice to see when you work on things and then you go out and execute it in the game.
The big play on that drive, I think it was a 42-yard pass from Easton Jesse to Hunter Scott over the middle of the field. And, again, that was an example where I bet there was not anybody within 10 yards of Hunter, Jeff. He was wide open. That play was executed to perfection.
And they were playing a defense where they had 10 guys, 11 guys up there in the box trying to stop the run. And when they do that, you've got to be able to play some play-action type passing and get some chunk yards like that.
Taylor County takes over their own 33-yard line on their first possession of the third quarter, but the Scotties force a three and out, forcing Taylor County to punt. Glasgow then gets it back at their own 29-yard line with 6:56 to go in the third quarter. And then on the first play of the fourth quarter, after a 13-play, 70-yard drive that took 7:03 off the clock, Hunter Scott would score on a 7-yard run. Luke Allen's extra point made it 14-0 Glasgow with 11:52 to go in the fourth quarter. Really nice run there by Hunter. Jeff, if memory serves me correctly, it was a run that looked like it was designed to go outside around the right end, and Hunter saw a cutback lane, cut it back to the middle of the field, and got in the end zone.
It's a nice run, and you know, he had to earn it. He banged that thing up in there and threw a lot of traffic, and, you know, Hunter was determined to get in the end zone at that moment in time.
Taylor County then gets it back at their own 39-yard line with 11:46 to go in the fourth quarter, and end up having down – at this point, they're down 14-0 early in the fourth quarter. Had to go for it from their own 45-yard line, they felt like. Scotty defense comes up with a big stop, forces them to turn it over on downs. Then Glasgow would get it back at the 45. Scotties would turn it over on downs after about a minute and a half of possession. And then Taylor County got it back at their own 36 with 8:51 to go in the fourth quarter. And I think it was on the very first play of that drive for Taylor County. Corbin Wells recovers a fumble. It was a long run by the – I think it was the freshman, the Smith kid that wore number four. Made, took off. He broke a long run down the middle of the field against the defense, Jeff, but I don't know if somebody stripped the ball away from him or somehow just got – I don't know if he just lost it or what happened, but nevertheless, Corbin Wills on the spot there to make the play to get that ball back for you guys, and that ended what could have been a big scoring threat for Taylor County.
Yeah, I mean, John Carter was able to come in and knock that ball loose and cause that turnover, and Corbin was at the right spot at the right time. I mean, it's a really nice play by John.
And then Glasgow gets the ball back at their own 30 after that fumble recovery. Not able to put any more points on the board, but at this point, Jeff, as important as anything, was just taking time off the clock, which you guys were able to do. You got a couple of big first downs to keep the clock moving. You kept the ball for a little over 5 minutes on that possession before you turned it over on downs at the 11-yard line. And then Taylor County would end up, again, driving the ball into Glasgow territory, but John Carter Myers would pick off the pass to seal the win for the Scotties with 1:53 to go. Glasgow able to come out and just take a couple of knees and wind the clock down to triple zeros to win that District 2 championship here in Class 3A. And we talk about winning that district championship, Jeff, and it is of note. I mean, it's your first 3A district championship, first district championship. We've won a whole bunch of district championships at this school, but the first one ever in Class 3A.
You know, and we had to earn it. I mean, you're talking about two heavyweights in the 3A division, and when I say that, I'm not putting us up there with a bunch of teams, but we are a top 10 team in 3A. We have been for the last 2 years, and you know, it was a classic game last year. I thought this game right here, I thought we pretty much dominated it from the beginning to the end. Just thought our kids played well, and give all of our credit to our kids. And, you know, it was a district championship that we earned. I mean, and had to play well against a really good football team in Taylor County. And I don't think people realize just how good Taylor County is. They've got a really, really good program, got a great facility. Is a good win for the Scotties.
We'll come back in a minute and look at the final stats from last night's game. We'll also talk about Glasgow's next opponent in the quarterfinals of the Class 3A playoffs, the Christian Academy of Louisville Centurions. Back after this on WCLU Sports. Background asked the coach for our final segment with the Glasgow head coach Jeff Garman. His team, a 14-0 winner on the road at in Campbellsville over Taylor County last night in the Class 3A second round of the playoffs. Taking a look at the final team stats, Glasgow with 19 first downs. Taylor County had 10 first downs in the ball game. Scotties with 208 yards rushing, 93 passing, a total of 301. Taylor County 79 yards rushing, 103 passing, a total of 182. Scotties turned the ball over one time. That was an interception. Taylor County turned it over twice, one interception and one fumble. Glasgow penalized just three times for 25 yards. Taylor County 6 for 35. Scotties had 60 plays in the ball game, 29 minutes and 50 seconds their time of possession. Taylor County 49 plays, had the ball 18 minutes and 10 seconds. Individually for Glasgow on offense last night, or let's do Taylor County first on offense. They were led in rushing by Wes Oliver, 12 carries, 79 yards, a long of 36. Caden Smith added 5 carries for 37 yards. Ethan Coghill, their quarterback, completed just 6 of 16 passes for 103 yards and one interception. Connor Roney led them in receiving with 2 catches for 55 yards. Carson Watson, 2 catches for 31 yards. In the passing game, Jeff, Taylor County in that first meeting back in the regular season was able to – they didn't throw it a lot, but when they threw it, they were very effective. You hold Coghill last night to just 6 of 16 passing for 103 yards and the one interception. Talk about the way your kids defended the passing game last night.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job taking away the short pad, the 3 to 5, the 5 to 6 yard pass. They hurt us with that the last game. They were able to complete a couple, you know, 23. The Rooney kid, I think, went up and caught one, made a really good catch, got a bunch of chunk yards off that. They hit another longer pass down on the far side that they got some yards. And basically that kind of took the – that was the big – two big pass plays, but we kept them in front of us all night long, didn't give up any big plays, and did a few things different than what we did the time before as far as how we lined up to some certain sets, got some big sacks when we needed to, with some different guys that don't get sacks a lot of times, but just overall really, really good defensive performance.
Offensively for Glasgow, individually, Kieran Stockton led them with 118 yards rushing on 23 carries, had a long of 19. Hunter Scott added 41 yards on 9 carries and a touchdown. Jay Long had 8 carries for 28 yards. Jaden Wyrock, 3 carries for 10 yards, and Easton Jesse carried it 8 times for 9 yards. Easton through the air was 5 of 9 for 93 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Hunter Scott led the Scotties in receiving with 2 catches for 50 yards. Jamari Mack, 2 catches for 26 yards and a touchdown. Andrew Phillips had 1 catch for 17 yards. Scotties did not punt in the game last night. Led in tackles defensively, the Scotties were by Jaden Wyrock. Jaden had 7 stops on the night. Andrew Phillips had 3. Kieran Stockton had 3. Carter McKeever had 1. Jamari Mack had 4 tackles and a sack, one of 3 sacks for the Scotties as a team. Tony Hammond had 1 tackle. John Carter Myers, 4 tackles and an interception. Colbin Wells, another nice night, 2 tackles, had a sack and a fumble recovery. Mason Bragg, you heard Jeff talking about how well Mason played, 5 tackles and a sack in the game. Hunter Scott had 2 tackles. Clint Malden had 1. Chase Starr had 1. And Tad Shelton had 1 for the Scotties. So now Glasgow heads into the quarterfinal round, the Elite 8, if you will, of the Class 3A playoffs. It looks as if that the Scotties will host Christian Academy of Louisville next Friday night there at Hank Roy Stadium. Jeff, Christian Academy, a team with obviously a ton of tradition. They've always got a good football team. Scotties obviously have a lot of tradition themselves. But you get an opportunity to play a very quality football program at home, and it's in the Elite Eight of the state playoffs. So you're in right where you wanted to be.
You know, they're in that class of where – you know, they're in the top four or five teams in AAA every year, or if they were in AA, you know, they've got some state championships in 2A they've got on their banner here in the last 5 years. A quality program. We'll have our work cut out. You know, they're going to be a disciplined football team that's going to, you know, do things the right way, and we've got to do we've got to play probably our best game of the year. You know, we're probably going to go into this game being an underdog, but, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, they haven't played a whole lot of games this year with the COVID situation. And so, you know, they're playing well right now when it counts, and so are we. And, you know, we'll show up here at Hank Roy Stadium next Friday night, 7 o'clock, and do the best we can. Just can't say enough good things about our boys, though. Our boys played big tonight. Tonight was a big win against a quality football team, and that's what you like to say. What you like to see happen this time of year. And you know, I was looking at our schedule this year, and I think our schedule. You know, we had four or five teams. We only played regular season. We played seven games. And out of those seven games, I think five of those teams had a winning record. One of the tougher schedules I think we've played here in a while, and I think it's helped prepare our boys, and hopefully it can get them through one more week.
Let's hope so, Jeff. Congrats on the big win last night on the district championship, and good luck as you take on Cal next week in the quarterfinals.
Thank you, Joe.
Scotty head coach Jeff Garman, and again, assuming that will be a 7 o'clock start time for Glasgow against Christian Academy of Louisville next Friday night, our broadcast will be on the air at 6:30 on WCLD 103.1 FM, 1490 AM, and online at WCLDRadio.com, and also on the all-new WCLD Radio app as well. So please join us for that. In the meantime, that'll wrap things up for us on Ask the Coach this morning. Again, Glasgow, a 14-0 winner to win the Class 3A District 2 Championship last night at Taylor County. For Glasgow Head Coach Jeff Garman, I'm Joe Myers. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Ask the Coach podcast on WCLUradio.com. Presented digitally by Don Franklin Auto in Glasgow. Remember to tune in live each Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. on WCLU, 1490 a.m. at 103.1 FM for the latest episode of Ask the Coach with the voice of the Glasgow Scotties, Joe Myers.